So let's talk about finances and relationships. Okay, I'm not talking about the people that's already married and going through some type of financial struggle. I get it. You all should work it out, whatever you need to do, get this trolley or train back on track. I'm talking about people that are new, that are starting off in a relationship, that have met someone and they're working through this and that. Because I think in your 20s, maybe you don't discuss this. I don't know, but I did. But I think a lot of people in your 20s, not so much. And I will say this too. I was going to say not so much, but I would be lying. I was like this in my 20s. So if you have met someone and if it's new, because remember, I'm not talking about people that's already in relationships, that's already married. I'm talking about people just now meeting each other. So let's say y'all start to talk, especially when you're at a certain age. You want to know about his finances. Should he want to know about yours? No. But you want to know about his. You want to know if he's stable. So talking to him, and this is another thing. I always say, do not sleep with anybody you met. Wait about one, two, no, wait 3 to 6 months. Let me be honest there too. I think I said it in the last podcast too. Because you're trying to feel him out. And if it doesn't work out, you could say, okay, I did not do that. Because you, 9 out of 10, you probably meet five, six people, and don't want to be out there handing out your goodies to five or six people. No. So, but let's get back on topic. Okay, let's say, okay, you all been talking about a good 2 months. He's filling you out, you're filling him out, you're talking, you're even going on dates, you're making plans. You're doing this. He likes you and you like him. But somewhere along the line, he says something to the effect that, let's say he let you know in so many ways that he only make a certain amount of money and you make more than he does. And if he says that to you, that's a red flag. Because what he is saying to you is that he's looking for you to, I hate to use the word sponsor, but I'm gonna use it, sponsor this relationship. Yes, he's gonna do some things, but he letting you know in so many ways that you have to pitch in. Now, for me, that's a red flag. That's a no-no. I've never been in that type of relationship. For you, I hope it's a no-no because you're only been dating him for 2 months. Okay? You only been talking back and forth and you feeling each other, like I said. You only been doing it for 2 months. It's safe to say, okay, this is not the relationship for me. And I hope you all do the same. Because I am so sick and tired of seeing women in relationships. I'm gonna come out and say it. I'm sick and tired of seeing black women in relationships that sit and say, he just make a little bit of money and I do this and I do that and I have that. Girl, I'm not saying anything bad about him. What I'm saying is he doesn't deserve you. You don't want to be in that type of relationship. You want somebody to not come to you. And that's why it's a red flag when someone comes to you and say, well, I make just a little. No guy should say that. No guy. And I have been seeing this a lot. I have been, okay, I'll say this here. Since I've been here in Texas, I have seen a little of this. I went somewhere not too long ago, Mississippi. I see it. I did not see this in California. And this is the reason why I'm talking about it. You don't want that kind of relationship. One of the guys, and I'm sure y'all listen to him, one of the relationship guys out there, I don't think he's pretty big out there, so I don't think he has a podcast, but I know he has a YouTube channel. It was about almost 2 years ago when I first started to listen to podcasts. He was on with another podcast, a very popular girl. She had him on, and they were talking back and forth. And I think he went on another podcast, but he said something that stood out to me. And I was like, yes. He said, I knew the kind of relationship I wanted. I knew I wanted to be that man. So I went out and did the things I needed to do so I can have. So when I got with her, I can give her. He said, I'm not looking for her to take care of me. He went on to say, too, no, I don't do the half and half. Now, it behooves me when I see people, women in relationships doing half and half. Girl, you can go out with your girlfriend if you can do half and half. You can go out with me if you can do half and half. Girl, you buy your food, I buy my food. You're not out there. A guy that likes you, he earns you, he earns your respect. See, when a guy is working hard for you and he's not telling you things like, well, I just have a little bit of money, I'm not that financial stable, makes you wonder, does he really care for you, or is he there for another motive? Maybe he knows that you make a little bit. He's there for that. Because a guy that cares for you, he get out and work for you. He earns for you. And when I say work for you, I'm not talking about physically going to a job when I say work for you. What he's doing things to build up that trust so you could trust him. He's doing things. He's taking you here and there. He wants you to know, I'm that guy. I'm that man for you. That's what he's doing, He want you to look at him as, ooh, that's my guy there. Look at him as he's that man. He's that provider. He's that protector. Okay? So I am so tired of seeing, like, I only been here, what? It'll be a year in May. And I have seen this quite a bit. I mean, I heard in the conversations, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Now, there's a lot of women in Houston that demands respect. And trust me, them guys are falling all over and showing her respect. But I do see it though. I do see a lot of it too, here too. Whereas the girl is the provider. She makes more. He's leaning, depending on her, and he has a job too. He's no slacker or slush. It's just that he has a job that make a minimum amount of money, and that's it. And I feel like if he cares for her, he should go out and find something better, do something better. If he's going back to school or whatever he need to do that. Who wants to be in a relationship when all the pressure is on her? Women are not built that way. And I don't care if they say, no, I'm strong. You're not built that way. You're not built that way. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. The man's supposed to be the provider. It's like you and him. Okay, y'all in the house, and this is what I really believe. And he makes a minimum, so he always depend on you for something go wrong or da 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 da. Who? What woman want to carry that? She should be able to rest at night, sleep at night, knowing he is the provider. He is the protector. Yes, she's working. She's the helper. She's the helpmate. She's not the person that's supposed to be out here solving all the problems. Let's just say, somehow, something happens. And somehow, they got behind on something, maybe on the mortgage. He's looking at her. That stress should not be on her. He's looking for her to get that and that, because that's how the relationship been from day one. So that's the reason why I say, if you meet someone new and it's a new relationship and he started talking about, you know, his finances, to me, that's a red flag. Especially when he's saying, like, you know, I just make a minimum, you know, and blah, 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 blah. That is such a red flag. You know, it's just not good to say. Okay. And I just think that's the type of relationship you should say, okay, this one here, we could be friends, but this one here is not for me. Not for me. It's like me in my marriage. My ex, he was the provider, the protector. Okay, that's what he was. And he was that up until we divorced. All right. And he still check in and call, try to make sure everything's what's happening, you know, send little messages, you know, ask that care, I need to know what's going on, da 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 da. You know, that type of thing. You're not supposed to be walking around here, women, wearing a man's coat, and a man shouldn't be wearing your coat. So when it comes down to finances and relationship, finances, newer relationship, finances always first. Okay. So I can't do this relationship, because in the end anyway, statistics talk about it. You know, money ends marriages when you have money problems. And yeah, you could be making a lot of money, and let's say the female makes a whole bunch of money. She can take care of every bill in the house. Eventually, she's going to get tired because she don't want to be the man. She wants somebody that she could fall back on, because he's built to be the man and she's built to be the woman. So she could pay every bill, but eventually she's going to get tired, because she know now she doesn't have a man in the house. She's the man. See, some men feel like one time I heard this guy say, honestly, y'all, this guy, I was talking to this guy, I didn't know him that well. It was back in California. And I was talking to him, and he said something like, I take time off sometimes and not on work, but I'm good at, you know, if it's around the house, I can call somebody to fix something. And I said, excuse me? He said, yeah. He said, I'm good at, like, around the house, you know. And I was like, what you mean? And he was like, well, you know, sometimes, you know, I have to take time off. Take time off for what? He was a friend guy. I told him to explain that to me. And he would say, you know, and he actually said, he said, no, he said, women don't mind. And I wanted to say, well, the ones you were with mind, because they mind a great deal, because you're not with them. They're not with you. They drop you. They're not still with you. So apparently they did mind. You know, so I just really wish that would come to an end. I really wish it would. I know women, if you keep your standards high and, you know, stick to what you believe in, and when you're out there dating and he bring up something like that, it'll be easy for you to walk away. Just think about it, okay? Just think about how will life be with him. Start thinking down the road. When it's time for vacations, you pay. You know, start thinking about that. And that there will deter you. You'll be like, no. Women, we have too much to do, too much to buy, to be out here taking care of relationships. I don't care what you're making. Don't do it. You want to feel like a woman. You want to feel feminine. And how can you feel feminine if you're taking care of some guy? And I know some of you said, well, he got a job. Yeah, he got a job, but he's not making enough money to take care of the household bills. Or if you're in a relationship, you're not married, he don't have enough money to take you to places you would like to go. He doesn't have enough money to surprise you. You know. No, you don't want to do that. So, I just started thinking about that, and like I said, I'm down here and I see it a little bit. Well, I see it a lot actually. I don't want to just like say everybody down here doing it because women, because that's not true. I see some good guys down here, some good fellows, and they holding it down. But there are females that I see that say stuff like, you know, well, he got a job. No, does he have a career? A 401. You know, is he on the bonus program? You know, you want a guy with a career. And like I say, even if you're as young as 30, you want somebody that been on his job for years. Okay, for years. All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all go. But I just wanted to talk about that. And I just want you to know that in these newer relationships, finances come first. If it's look like you're not gonna be able to do much, and think about it too, ladies. It's so much to do out here in the world. Do you really want to miss it? You just met him. Shouldn't be that hard to walk away. Shouldn't be that hard. But like I said, more than anything, I just feel like when a guy come to you and he bring up his finances, and he says stuff like, you know, I just made just a little bit. He's telling you, he's looking for you to step up and take care of him. And so that's one of the things too. You out here dating, he says something like that, run. It's this thing on YouTube. Not YouTube, it's on like Instagram. And people just run it and it say run. And people just take off and they don't know why they run it. And just that people run past them, they say run. You know, that's what I want you to do. I want you to run. I want you to take off and sprint. And it's okay to be their friend. And you really don't have to tell them the reason why either. You know, because I think they know. They know. And then like I say too, you know, some guys, they would try you. They would ease it in, hoping, you know, that you let it slide. I'm not one to let it slide. You know, so I don't want you to do that either. I want the best for you. Just like I want the best for myself. I want the best for you. If you're listening to my podcast, that means that you're in a relationship. That means that you have ended a relationship. You are divorced. You are remarrying. I talk about relationships all the time. So you're somewhere in there. You're newly single. You're looking for someone, you know. So, like I say, run. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.